This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The still-contested presidential election has reinforced political divisions. But some Massachusetts voters with differing views have something in common as they watch the results come in. They're surprised the race is so close. That could be because of the bubble effect. They're surrounded by people who share their politics and have a false sense of their candidate's popularity. The bubble effect isn't a new phenomenon, but WBUR's Callum Borges reports the coronavirus pandemic may be making it worse.
Like a lot of us, Dustin Voss isn't getting out much these days.
There really isn't a social circle right now because everybody's still at home.
For the past 8 months, he's been sticking close to home in Central Mass.
We leave to get groceries and, you know, my wife and I haven't had dinner outside of our house since March.
Voss voted for President Trump, and when he did venture out in the months before Election Day, he got the impression that the president would not merely win a second term, but maybe even become the first Republican since Ronald Reagan to earn a victory in this traditionally blue state.
I honestly thought that there was a possibility that Massachusetts could have turned red because of what I physically saw. I mean, there are Trump flags everywhere. If you look at Facebook groups online, there's a large, large following of people for Trump in Massachusetts.
And there is, but social media doesn't always reflect the whole picture. As for those Trump flags, Voss's town of Templeton did go for the president, but was not representative of the state. There's no scientific study that proves the pandemic has kept people in political echo chambers.
I think it is reasonable to assume, though, that as you move inward in people's social circles, they will tend to have more people who are like them.
That's Brendan Nyhan, a political scientist at Dartmouth who studies voters' misconceptions. He says there can be consequences when people reduce their exposure to coworkers, casual friends, and distant relatives who may think differently, as many are in the time of social distancing.
That could affect how people perceive the campaign.
And Trump supporters are not the only people affected. Nancy Davidowitz lives in Salem, where she and her fellow Biden voters outnumbered Trump voters more than 3-1. She figured the president wouldn't come close to getting a third of the vote in Massachusetts, like he did in 2016.
Well, because he can't stay off of Twitter and his promises are false and he lies. I think people in Massachusetts are smart, and I just didn't think that he'd get less support than he did 4 years ago.
That's also what Amy Sullivan anticipated. She lives in Waltham, where support for Biden exceeded 70%, and she thought the rest of the state, and much of the country, would reject the president with similar force.
That was what I expected, and I'm disappointed that that's not where the head of the country is. It's shocking to me that he could get 70 million people to vote for him. Like, were they asleep for the last 4 years?
In case you're wondering where the numbers actually ended up in Massachusetts, Trump's level of support was almost identical to what it was 4 years ago. Voters' flawed projections wouldn't be a big deal, except they can shake confidence in election integrity. In the case of Voss, the Trump supporter from Templeton, the returns are so different from what he expected that he can't help wondering whether they're legit, especially as the president sows doubt.
You know, you start to get into the whole the craziness of some of the stuff that you hear online, some of the crazy stories that could never be true. And you start to think, okay, maybe that is true. I don't ever want to think like that. You know, I think that the numbers were really there.
Voss is able to pull himself back before falling into conspiracy theories about the vote count, but not everyone may do the same. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.